the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, 107.3 WBBL. I'm Randy here with Barbecue Bob.
Howdy.
And Michael.
We're not nearly in enough St. Patrick's Day spirit yet. I need a beer.
Yep. Not a green one either.
I'm really not picky. Green, brown, black, whatever you got.
I don't think green beer is really Irish beer, is it, Bob?
Not in my house.
No, that is some man-made American fallacy about the Irish. I don't think there's an Irish person out there that drinks a green beer.
Does make for a terribly interesting morning after.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that.
But speaking of authorities of beer, on the line with us, we've got Mary Ann Reagan from Fenian's Pub out in Conklin, Michigan. Mary Ann, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hey, good morning, Mary Ann. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, my wife and I did a little research and development trip last Saturday and stopped by Mary Ann's Pub out in Conklin, Michigan. Mary Ann, tell us where Conklin is.
Well, Conklin is just a little bit north of Grand Rapids and it's right in between Grand Rapids and Muskegon.
Okay.
Like we say to everybody, if you're looking for us at the Fenian's Irish Pub to come visit us, you're either lost or on a mission, so pick your poison on that one.
That's good. Mary Ann, you have quite a tradition out there at your pub. Tell us a little bit about what you've got going on there.
Well, we have a lot going on for St. Patrick's Day, of course. Being a traditional Irish pub, like a village in Ireland, we do an awful lot. We have our 24th annual St. Patrick's Day parade coming up next Thursday. We always celebrate it on the day. Why would you celebrate it on any other day? And it's just a wee little parade. We start at the north end of Main Street. You can line up at 10:45 in the morning. You start marching at 10:55 in the morning. The parade route is to the south of Main Street. But as luck would have it, there's a good Irish pub in the middle. We've never completed a parade route yet. Last year, we had over 2,900 people marching the parade. So it's lots of fun. Everybody comes out, has a good time. We had the Grand Rapids Catholic Central High School marching band. We have our own Fenians and Bull Run and Fiddle Band. And then anybody who wants to come out, we ask everybody to come out and march. We really don't want any spectators. We want you marching in the parade. Then afterwards, we have an all-day event at the pub, which is a traditional Irish huli, which is genuine Irish celebration. And that's session players, which are traditional Irish musicians on all their instruments, tin whistles, button box, bull run, harp, flute. You name it, we've got it. It goes on all day. No reservations, no cover charges. So we can take you back home for the celebration to Ireland.
I suppose half the people when the parade ends up right at your pub then.
It does. Well, it does. It's supposed to go to the south end of Main Street, but as luck would have it, we've never completed a parade route yet in 23 years. This is going to be the 24th annual parade, and we'll see what we do this year.
Well, maybe
don't
they'll
hold your breath.
Maybe they'll take a turn and go across the street to Mike Dykstra's elevator.
Oh, I don't think so. They won't find any good Guinness over there.
Just the makings for it.
Hey, Mary Ann, it sounds like you got a lot going on out there. Say, when I was out there, you made me something called a smoothie. I'd never had one before. Describe that for our listeners what that was.
Well, the smoothie, it's half Irish cider. We serve Magners at the pub, which is direct from Ireland. And it's half Guinness, direct from Ireland. Now, some people are not getting their Guinness from Ireland. Some people get it from London. There are some people that I've heard, we don't, that are getting it from Canada. But we do get our Guinness direct from Dublin, St. James Gate. And our Magners cider does come direct from Ireland, too. However, in Ireland, it's called by the name of Bomers. And they could not use the name when they came over here. So it's the same cider. They just slap another label on it called Magners and send it to the United States, and that's what we have on our draft. But it really is quite good. It really is quite good. Anytime you go into Ireland, a lot of times in the little pubs, you'll see the fellas or anybody sitting there, and they'll have a pint of Guinness, and they might have a glass or a pint of cider side by side. So it's a good follow-up. It's a good drink. Everybody seems to like it.
Talking here to Mary Ann Reagan from Fenian's Pub, getting you ready for St. Patrick's Day. You can find them at finiansirishpub.com. And Mary Ann, it occurs to me, I asked this earlier in the show, as a pub owner, as an operator, are you looking forward to St. Patrick's Day or do you dread it?
No, you know what? We really like it. Everybody comes home for the holiday. Actually, we started last night. Tomorrow night, we have our Sean Knows Irish singing session. Tuesday, we're bringing in Lunasa. That's a huge act from Ireland in concert. Wonderful act, but sold out. And then Wednesday, another session And then Thursday, of course, the big high, what we call the High Holy Day. And it'll be great. You know, it's great for one time of the year. I wouldn't want to do it 52 weeks of the year. I'd be exhausted. I'm not as young as I used to be. But, you know, it really, really is a great time. And the nice thing is everybody who comes out is in high spirits, very wonderful people. It's family-oriented during the day. I wouldn't suggest we little infants, but if you want to bring your kids out for A Touch of Ireland, that's all right, too. And then in the evening, we ask adults only. But, if you know, we're Irish 365 days a year. So if you can't come out on St. Patrick's Day, come out and see us another day.
Do you have any bands on St. Patrick's Day?
Well, we have session players. We have all our session players. So we'll have anywhere from 20 to 40 people in and out, in and out, in and out all day long on that little stage that you saw in the corner when you visited me.
Okay, and I noticed on your website you've got Paddy Old Irish Whiskey.
Yes, we do have Paddy's, P-A-D-D-Y apostrophe S. Paddy's is a good utility Irish whiskey. It's been in Ireland for years and years and years, and it never was available in this country. And it just became available about 2 months ago. So, of course, we jumped on it, and we do a lot with Paddy's. But we have a lot of good Irish whiskey where we're at. We have, of course, the Jameson, which is a good utility, and most Americans know about that. We have Tullamore Dew from County Offaly. That's in the Midlands of Ireland. We have Turkana from County Donegal, and that's the Ireland's only single malt, and that's an excellent whiskey. We also have Powers from Dublin. We have Kilbeggan from the Midlands, and now we have Paddy's, and that's from Cork, Cork City, County Cork. So we have a full variety of the Irish whiskeys, and a great thing this time of the year is the hot whiskey. That's a little bit of brown sugar, boiling water, good dose of Irish whiskey, a lemon with fresh cloves. It's delightful, and it'll warm you up.
If you're just tuning in, this is Grilling Guys, 107.3 WBBL, every Saturday morning. We're talking with Mary Ann Reagan from Finian's Pub out in Conklin, Michigan. If you've been following this for the last few minutes, I think it's pretty evident to me, and it should be to you too, that this lady is 100% Irish. If you want traditional Irish pub, this is where you got to go. Conklin is about halfway between Muskegon and Grand Rapids. Put it on your GPS, and if you can get to Conklin, you can get to Finian's Pub, because there's that and a grain elevator. They got a three-block-long parade that ends up being about a block and a half, so this is a great thing. Get out there, check out some of this. Mary Ann, one last question for you. When I was there, you talked to me about corned beef and cabbage, and you had your own opinion about that. And,
I did. You asked me, you said, are you going to have any corned beef and cabbage? And I said, no, I'm not. And the reason I'm not going to do it is corned beef and cabbage is a wonderful, wonderful Irish-American dish. But in Ireland, it isn't corned beef and cabbage. They rarely serve corned beef and cabbage. They serve what they call cabbage and bacon. And it's cabbage, and the bacon is like a smoked pork loin. I think that's the closest you're going to get to it. But what, hundreds of years ago when the Irish immigrants came over here, they couldn't find anything like that. So the best they could find, they went to a good Jewish deli and got some corned beef. But the corned beef and cabbage is lovely. A lot of Americans serve it. It's absolutely a wonderful dish, and you know, but it really isn't Irish, so we don't serve it on St. Patrick's Day. Okay. In fact, we have such a huge crowd. We had over 3,000 people visit us last year, over 2,900 march in the parade. So, you know, we didn't have a whole lot. Can I just mention one more thing to you, Randy?
Certainly. Go ahead, Marion.
Okay. Before you were calling me, I was just working on it. You know, Notre Dame is playing Navy next year in Dublin, Ireland, on September 1st. And one of my little sidelines is I have my own touring company. And I'm putting together a tour for that. And I have tickets to that game played at Avila Stadium. So September 1st, next year, when Navy plays Notre Dame, Navy's the home team, I'll have a group over there. So if anybody's interested, we'll have all the details completely put together and start taking reservations for it probably within 2 weeks. So if they want to call the pub, they can and find some information. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time.
It's Mary Ann Reagan from Finian's Pub. Appreciate the knowledge, and good luck with the rest of the St. Patrick's Day holiday, Mary Ann.
Thank you, and thank you for stopping in, and stop by and see us again soon now.
We'll sure do that.
Now, I'm just going to say one other thing to you and your fans. Bene necte na Fili Porwig. That's St. Patrick's Day blessings to all of you and the Irish. Thank you.
And same to you.
There you go. That's Marianne Reagan from Finian's Pub. And I'll tell you what, man, that's one of those bucket list type games. I don't care what you say. Navy is not the home team.
Yeah, how can it be?
When Notre Dame plays in Ireland.
That's right. That would be a riot, would it, to go to that, man? You're right. That's a bucket list item. That is real fun, and if you're Irish, man, I got to believe that's got some interest to you.
I will say this about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan base. Not only do they travel well, obviously they play in Yankee Stadium, they play down in Texas, they play all over the country, but I got my first chance to see a game in South Bend last season when Michigan went down there.
Uh-huh.
Very possibly the kindest, most accommodating, most polite fan base in all of sports. They watched Denard Robinson rip their heart out with no time remaining as the ball went out of bounds, and they couldn't have been nicer, and I was clad head to toe in maize and blue gear. I had guys buying me drinks all night. Everybody was very, very accommodating, and it's bound to be an absolutely bonzo party when they take Notre Dame and the rest of that football team over there to Ireland.
Yeah, I don't know how Navy could be the home team, but if that's what she says, then maybe she's an authority on that.
Yeah, home in Jersey only.
Bob, it's time for the man law.
Today's man law is going to be a little bit of Irish man law. If you've ever complimented a guy with his six-pack, you better be talking about his choice of beer.
Ah, that's a good one. I'd like to respond back to that in my Irish brogue, but as we've determined,
it's been
I don't have one.
Banned.
I think that was actually more Scottish. I'm not sure.
Give it another run?
It was just a little. It was. That's the only one I can do. That's the only accent I have. 14 years of radio. It's the only one I've mastered. I can't do the Irish brogue to save my huevos.
It's off my radar screen. I know that. Hey, Marianne said there's a lot of stuff going on around the state this month with regard to this St. Patrick's Day. But there's a website out there that I direct you all to. It's Michigan Irish, capital M, capital I, and then IRISH. MichiganIrish.com, and what it is, it's a event board, if you will, of all the things that are going on Irish. We're lucky to have listeners from all around mid-Michigan and West Michigan. This thing's got, starting today on Saturday, there's a parade, as we mentioned, in downtown Grand Rapids that's Irish. There's one in Kalamazoo, one in Holland today, another one in Grand Ledge, Muskegon, Edmore, Metro Edmore has its own little St. Patrick's Day gig tonight on Saturday. And then, of course, this thing lights up on Thursday with all kinds of stuff, authentic acts, and just a lot of stuff that you could do all over the state. Check out this website, miirish.com, and there's a tremendous amount of stuff you could do if you want to go out and celebrate the St. Paddy's Day. Speaking of websites, we should direct you to thegrillingguys.com. Because we've got some new stuff up there. Bob and I have been doing a little bit of traveling. We went out and did that Dam to Dam a couple weeks ago. We got some pictures up there from that. Obviously, the recipes that we're going to be giving you. We've got the Name the Pig contest. Don't forget about that. If you're chosen as the winner of the Name the Pig contest, we're going to bring that pig sometime right around Memorial Day to your backyard, roast it, and feed you and 20 of your friends with the Grilling Guys inaugural pig roast. So it should be something you don't want to miss. Coming up in our final segment, we're going to talk a little bit about Laugh Fest. It's kicked off on Thursday, and it's in full swing now. That's the Gilda's Club. Brad DeBuilder is going to be on, giving us some tips about how to clean up the backyard. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.